We are in an interview with Mark and Avis Porter in their home in Polo, Illinois, on the 5th of October, 1979. I wonder whether we could just start in, Mark, and maybe you could give us a little bit of a background, just so we get the setting of the two of you, some way or other, who you were, maybe where you came from, so forth, your background, and anything you want to add from that viewpoint, the names of your parents or, you know, your mother's maiden names or anything that you'd care to go with would be real fine.
Well, I went to McPherson from my home at Fredonia, Kansas, and my mother was a Studebaker, and that's how I got my brethren background. Not from my father's family, because my father's family are from Ireland and had a strong Catholic background. But through the Studebakers is how I became brother. Uh-huh. And it was through my influence of my grandfather that I went to McPherson.
Who was that grandfather?
Eli Studebaker of Fredonia, Kansas.
I guess I wasn't aware that there were Studebakers down in the area then. Are there still some of them down there?
Oh, yes, still Studebakers down there.
And I suppose related to most of the rest of the Studebakers.
Well, all the Studebakers are relation. Mm-hmm. Just last year, 2 years ago, they came out with the Studebaker genealogy, which is a complete book.
I have seen something about that. I don't know that I've been over it, but I have seen. I knew the book was around. It's fascinating. I think somebody in Southern California was telling us about that.
Well, when we were talking to Ida Sachs,
the Hettons intermarried into the Studebaker family back several generations ago, too.
Well, now, let's see. Let's get Avis's dad. What Heckman was that?
John
Heckman. John
Heckman. Was her father. Price Heckman was her father.
I see. Mm-hmm. And John was your grandfather then. Well, now, were you from this area? Didn't you come to McPherson from over here, right here?
At Polo.
Mm-hmm. So you're at home.
At a farm.
Uh-huh. Now, your mother's maiden name?
Scheller.
Well, sure. Well, now, she was Glenn's sister and that kind of thing. Well, that...
Frances Smith was another one. And you...
Yes. Well, you're just about related, I guess. You're going to have to watch that a little bit. How did you happen to come over there, where I suppose the rest of the Schellers were over there?
Yes. Charles had quite a bit of influence.
Uh-huh.
And I had, when I was a year before I went to McPherson, I taught northeast corner of Montana, and northwest Church of the Brethren. I had the opportunity to hear Dr. Schwab.
Is that right?
And at such time, that was quite a thing.
Well, you know, it was quite a thing to hear Dr. Schwab any time.
Yeah, right.
That guy always, it seemed to me, had something to say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's interesting. You know, again, I think I remember that you were from Illinois, but I, you know, we didn't inquire about why and how or anything else.
How did you get to Montana? Well, I was a freshman in college. I was a freshman in college, and the Mount Morris, and I made a good friend there. Edna Conklin, and she was from North Dakota. And then she asked me if I would like to come up there in to her country, and she was a Bible church, Northern Bible School, up into North Dakota and Northeast Montana, and I thought that would be wonderful, and so I went up the next summer, and that's how I was in that part of the country.
Mm-hmm. That's real interesting. And going from Northern Illinois to Montana is a change of pace, I guess.
I thought it would be wonderful to be a cowgirl.
You must have read some Zane Grey books like that. I wonder if you could...
Two years ago, this September, the first time she'd been back, but they and of course she's kept some correspondence. They remembered her well and had a Sunday get-together.
Well, good.
For her.
Well, why don't you give us a little bit of a rundown where you guys have been in the last 40 years? Sort of give us an overview. Yes.
When we first graduated from McPherson, Avis taught school at Lyons, Kansas, and I went to Ensign. That's just outside of the city of Dodge City. And I stayed 1 year, and then, because of the help of my father, I went home and farmed for him for a year. And then I went to Havana, Kansas, which is in southeast Kansas, and taught there for 2 years. We were married after I had been there the first year, and so we lived the first year we were married at Havana. Hmm. And then...
Let's see, you would have been married then about, 1940?
Mm-hmm.
What's your anniversary date?
June the 14th.
June the 14th. Well, you beat us about 3 weeks.
And then Avis had, when Gareth was born, she had a severe illness, and we had to take her to Chicago to the hospital, where she was hospitalized for several months. And I didn't want to go back to Kansas because she wasn't able to go out. So I got a job teaching at Monmouth, Illinois, in the high school. And I was there for 2 years, and then we thought it would be better for her to be close to her folks here. Mm-hmm. So I came to Polo and worked for her father's lumber firm that he was president of for 14 years. Mm-hmm. And then in 1957, I went back to teaching again. Mm-hmm. And retired from teaching in 72.
What field did you teach? What's your emphasis?
Industrial arts.
Industrial arts. And you did some coaching some of those years?
Yes, I coached all the years I taught.
Mm-hmm.
At least I had track. I ended up by having track and cross country here,
mm-hmm,
at Polo. Mm-hmm. I taught here 15 years.
Well, I told her, only looking at this house, the guy had to be in industrial arts.
Well, I don't do all my own building. I do some.
Mm-hmm.
I hired two older men, retired farmers, to help me with this one.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was working at Kmart. After I retired, I worked for Kmart for 3 years.
I see.
I have taken courses in horticulture.
Mm-hmm.
Took some at McPherson, of course. Then I've taken it at our junior college till I have a certificate in horticulture from the state of Illinois.
Mm.
And I manage the horticulture department at Kmart.
I see. Well, that's real interesting.
Now, Avis raised the family.
I was going to
say.
Well,
she went back as a teacher's aide in the Dixon school system. And she also, before that, she had worked at the Village of Progress which is for the mentally handicapped mm-hmm. in Mount Morris for several years. Mm-hmm. Then she went to Dixon and worked as a teacher's aide in the physically handicapped mm-hmm. for a few years.
Your family, tell us about your kids.
Well, we have two boys and two girls. Our oldest is a boy, that's Garrett. And he lives in Washington, D.C., where he's on the staff of Representative Long of Maryland. Mm-hmm. And then the next is Diana. She teaches in the Cincinnati, Ohio school system. Next is Kurt, that lives next door. And he's the father of our only grandchild.
Is that right?
And he and his wife, Yolanda, live next door. And Kurt plays in a band, a country and western band, that travels this area. They start tonight on a 17-day engagement.
Is this at one location, this 17-day engagement, or it's on a...
No, but most of it will be in Iowa, around Cedar Rapids and in that area.
And we just came over from there. So.
Kurt, last April and May, he spent in Asia playing with a band. They played in Korea and Japan, Philippines, Guam, and Okinawa to the armed services. And the youngest, then, is Virginia, and she teaches music in a junior high in Marshalltown. Mm-hmm. And her husband, Mike, teaches journalism in the high school there.
What is the last name?
Shiverina. Yes, mm-hmm. It's Italian. Mm-hmm. A year ago this summer, they went back to Italy and visited with Mike's father's family. He came over from Italy before he was 5 years old, wasn't it? I believe that.
So you've really spent most of your time here in or about Polo.
Yes, most of the time. I guess we came here in 1944, I believe. Mm-hmm.
And if you see Don Stevens, tell him hello.
I sure will.
I haven't seen him for
sure. I'm not sure if I have seen him to talk to him. A bunch of those guys were back for that football team, but I didn't get to talk to very many of them.
I saw where Buck Askell came back and
yeah.
had a thing for him. Of course,
yeah,
but I didn't know anything about it until I saw it. You know,
yeah.
your bath would better take a bath before he goes, though.
You get out of this guy's way so he can do what he needs to do.
Get your
lift
the
jig gun. Well, we'll scoot along. Well, you, that came out of the exhibit for 100 years old. It's completely perfect and standing there.
I was somebody's favorite, but I'm nobody, you know. If I was on Main Street, I can see it if it makes money.
The old house, yeah.
It was an opera house.
Our opera house here belonged to the foundry. When I was on the foundry board for a few years, and they finally, I'm off now, and they put a museum in it and locked it down. But they preserved it. The old balconies were above the ceiling. And if you
want
to show some people about me, you
walk
the stairway and
they're still
up in there above the
city. Well, I guess I think those old buildings, you know, I wish a little bit of saving, but you can't do it by yourself.
A lot of people were born, it was just an old crap of house. But now they're getting it to a place where it's going to be a beautiful building.
Yeah. It's a little like I collecting smaller antiques, you know, as a teacher of history. I guess I think there's several kinds of things we ought to pass through value. Buildings are similar. You what? Yeah. I'm sure you will. And somebody has to take the lead on this. People without imagination don't quite see it. Well, let us get out of here. Come back, you can get back to that stop in. You're around there.
We don't get back very often.
Yeah, maybe
okay.
Ought to. You could get back. It's not any further than this way. That one is from that way, this way. And
my class, high school class,
Yeah. Well, you'll be down sooner or later. Stop on to it. But you'll get in the way.
We're going to be keeping out of here. Nobody's going to try this in. No, we're going to